Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You guys all want to catch me in these lies, these vociferous lies. There's no lies. I'm allowed to watch a little bit of hockey. But for that case, if Caitlin Clark was playing the Connecticut Sun, if there were a Game 7 of the NHL Final, I'm going to watch Caitlin Clark versus the Connecticut Sun. Keith's calling me out for stuff I tweeted 3 years ago, 4 years. People can grow. I can get older and grow. Have different interests. Try different things. My father-in-law. He ended up, he retired from Schwabel's. I told you, he built houses, right, mm-hmm. on the side. Retires from Schwabel's, decides he wants to start cooking.
Wow. I was going to say he started building gingerbread houses.
Decides he wants to start doing other things. Then he went back to baking bread, which I thought was really weird. he's like, try this bread. I'm going, you know, you spent 41 years baking bread, buddy. It's in the blood. I want to get to this Tyrese Halliburton audio. This was after the Pacers' Game 5 loss in the press conference. Hit it!
It's the finals, man. I've worked my whole life to be here, and I want to be out there to compete, help my teammates any way I can. You know, it's not really a thought of mine to not play. If I can, you know, walk, then I want to play.
So Tyrese Halliburton went and got a MRI. He got an MRI. Sham Sharania reported that he got an MRI on his calf. To get the severity of the strain of his calf. We don't know how bad it is right now. His status, I would assume, for Game 6 is uncertain.
Right.
He plans on playing.
We are waiting on...
That's not until tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. There is this back and forth. I know that what Awful Announcing had Emmanuel Acho saying that. I don't want to play Emmanuel Acho for anybody. But Emmanuel Acho apparently saying he's selfish if he tries to play in Game 6 in the NBA Finals. You had brought up a great, before the Emmanuel Acho thing, you had brought up a great question that I think we need to examine. Please do.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder
whether or not it's the right move for these guys to truly gut out an injury or not. And I don't know that we have an answer because it seems like a very case-by-case basis. Okay, Darius Garland was clearly, I don't know how anybody could watch Darius Garland when he tried to play those final two games. And not know that it was obvious that he was laboring through the toe injury. But because it was a toe, I said, man, the only thing that would have been worse for him is if it was a pinky. Like, the toe is the one thing everyone's like, you're really not going to play in the biggest game of the year or the biggest games of the year, the biggest series of the year because of a toe injury. And it's like, I don't know, turf toe is a pretty big deal. And we know it's some variation of that. Mm-hmm. I know the Cavs were very vague and probably didn't help that he was day-to-day.
Mm-hmm.
So he missed two of the biggest games of the year. And then when he came out and played and didn't play well, you know, he still got criticized. The same thing happened with Halliburton. Halliburton played in that game. The announcers brought attention to it. They're like, he is not right. They showed him walking back into the locker room. They showed the extra treatment that he was getting down there. Yeah. We know the calf strains turn into what? Really bad injuries for NBA players. Probably anybody. But the NBA players... pretty famously, when they try to go out and play with calf injuries, it turns into so much more, and then you're out a year.
Didn't all these big Achilles injuries start as calf strains?
Yes.
There's been a couple of players who have gone out there, and they try to run around on calf injuries, and it looks It looks like a deer that got shot in the woods. It looks really bad. At the very beginning, they're running like crazy. But at the end, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, you can shoot these guys up, and they always do, right?
Yeah, but
pain management.
But you can shoot them up all you want. Eventually, it starts to wear off. And I mean, when it comes to calf strains, you're running on that. Like, if you had a shoulder thing or hands or whatever, you can do a lot of things with that. But when it comes to your legs,
he was 0-6, Kenny. He was 0-4 from 3.
Yeah.
They were all desperation attempts. He couldn't get his shot off. Well, he couldn't push off.
The pain management's one thing. The calf, the dexterity of actually being able to
it's a good point.
Run the correct way and cut the correct way, it's definitely going to be effective.
It was clearly impacting him, just like Darius, it was clearly impacting. And I'm listening to Nick Wright. Nick Wright saying this is the worst performance in a finals game ever. And it's like, well, should he just not have played? Okay, so if he doesn't play...
I mean, he tried to be out there for 34 minutes.
Yeah, he was gutting it out. He was. Probably didn't help that McConnell played, you know, as well as he did. Yeah, here was Nick Wright on his podcast.
While maybe some of the Tyrese Halliburton, why doesn't he score more? And the answer is because he's not a scorer. Some of that prior to Game 5 was a touch overstated. There is nothing that I can think of that could overstate what happened last night, which is on the very short list and maybe at the very top of the list of worst performances by a superstar and by a team's best player in a gotta-have-it finals game.
Even with him being banged up?
Man, unless the injury was he lost his vision for 45 minutes, that's not an excuse. I understand he had calf soreness, but 0-6, 4 points with 3 turnovers in 34 minutes in a game that somehow was a 2-point game in the fourth quarter, thanks to what, in all honesty, the backup point guard, TJ McConnell, was able to do in his minutes. I've just never seen something like it.
Before I ask the big question here, let me ask you this. You and Nick would know better than me, so I acquiesce to you. You watched that 6 different attempts that he had. You said that they were desperation shots.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so he couldn't get to a spot.
Could do anything.
So, because every... Even I know this, and a lot of people should. Like, there's places you can shoot from, and you can as a basketball player, where there's very few guys that are just wet.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
From everywhere. He has to get to his spots. If he can't get there, then there is an excuse. I don't care what Nick says. Like, well, you could say whatever about his eyes being bunked out or whatever. Like, if you can't physically get to your spots and you have the ball and you're down, all right, I guess I just have to shot from the left elbow extended, even though I'm terrible from this end. I just have to get this off. I just have to be a decoy for everybody else. Would they be in the finals? Would they have beaten the Cavaliers without Tyrese Halliburton?
No, of course not.
Okay, so they wouldn't have done that. They wouldn't have beat the Knicks without Tyrese Halliburton. So now the question becomes, should a player always try to play? Should a player always try to play because they believe they can help their team? That's one part of it. And two, hey, man, we're in a 24-hour news cycle here where, especially in the NBA, it becomes very personal very quick. Have you noticed that?
Furthermore,
have you noticed that in the NBA more than any other sport? Like between pundits and players, it's a very personal challenge between the two.
And every round you get to, because it's the only game in town, it's the only game that's drawing analysis.
And now it's summer.
Every talking head is weighing in on it. You're almost better off. Like, he's under the microscope. I wonder if he would have been better off after the injury, going out there, falling down twice, taking himself out of the game. Last year, OG Anunoby for the Knicks went out there in game 7, and you would have thought people wanted to call the police on the Knicks for throwing him out there.
That's who it was.
And he was out, and guess who's never going to get criticism again? OG Anunoby will never get criticism because he tried to gut it out, clearly couldn't be out there, and that was the end of the experience. Meanwhile, Darius Garland gets ripped by Stephen A. Smith. Right? The highest paid, most influential talking head in sports today, and maybe it's bleeding over to news and politics. Okay? He goes out there and says that Darius Garland is soft.
You've been watching Cuomo lately, haven't you?
Oh, every day.
Hell yeah, you have.
So he's calling him soft, right? So it got back, clearly got back to Darius Garland, who went out there and tried to play and was a shell of himself and probably, quite frankly, hurt the team. So, you know, Halliburton was hurting the team. Now, I mean, if I'm Halliburton, what do you do for game 7? If he doesn't play, what are they going to say? You couldn't come out for game 7? You couldn't come out for game 7? You had a chance to win this series?
He has to.
So, but now if he plays and throws up another box score like that,
I know.
What are they saying?
You know what you got to do?
You just killed your team in the biggest game of the year. What is the guy supposed to do?
This is so utterly ridiculous and so dramatic and stupid, and you guys are all going to roll your eyes. Say he's like, they're like, hey, he really can't. He's not going to help anybody. He is. Because calf strains, by the way, that turns into Achilles injuries. That turns into a year.
Right.
Ask Kevin Durant. Ask what Jeff was saying about Kevin Durant. I know I act like I don't listen to middays because I like to mess with them. Yeah, ask what Jeff was saying about the Achilles strain and things like that. If you have him go out there, you could very well do some serious damage that takes you out of next year's finals without Tyrese Halliburton. But
by the way, they said Darius might have done that by trying to play on the toe, might have necessitated surgery.
If you're Tyrese Halliburton, you need to come together as a franchise, and this is how stupid this is, to shut up Nick and Stephen A. and everybody and people in Indiana. Dan, I love Dan, but I'm sure he's commenting on it over there at the Ticket and Outkick. You have to let him try to play. He has to try to play. You have to let him try to play, and then I mean first media timeout, Rick Carlisle has to go. Unless he's like, I can go, I feel great. Rick Carlisle has to go out there and make a big public showing, like pulling him aside, talking to him, yelling at him like, you can't play, you're done. He has to. Because Tyrese Halliburton, 7 champions in 7 years. Tyrese Halliburton he may want to believe it, and I'm sure he's got the confidence in himself. You may never get to this level again. You cannot live with yourself for the rest of your life knowing that you didn't try to go out there, because nobody will let you forget it now. Nobody will let you forget it. You've been hitting shots like crazy this finals run, this NBA playoffs run. People have totally changed the way they think about you. They've been calling you overrated throughout your career, saying that you don't deserve these things, saying you didn't even deserve to be on the Team USA. And here you are in the NBA Finals. You got your team down 3-2, which, first off, you've taken it further than even Vegas thought you were going to go. They thought you were getting beaten 5. Gentlemen, sweet. You've led this series. He has to go out there. And then it is, for the respect or the responsibility of the organization, Rick Carlisle, first media timeout or first any chance
pull
of a timeout,
of
you got to walk out there on the floor and go, no, no. And I'm sure he's going to be upset, and you have to make a big public display of it and go, this guy is our leader. He tried to do it. I made the decision as the head coach of this basketball team. I'm a future Hall of Famer. Rick Carlisle wouldn't say that, but he's, you know, Rick Carlisle is a future Hall of Famer. I made this decision for the good of this team, for our best chance. And that's whether you're going to a game 7 or you can hear the other guy celebrate in the locker room. You have to make that decision, because you cannot allow your best player to be ridiculed by guys who look like this. Who are great big fat pigs and out of shape people who couldn't play the game at a high level. Well, you're not a man. You're not tough. What do you mean? You're not willing to sell yourself out for the ultimate prize? How dare? That's the problem with the NBA these days. That's the problem with the game. These guys aren't willing to do everything they can to go out there and win anymore. You can't. I'm sorry. You can't risk that. To have the possibility the rest of your life to hear idiots shoot their mouth off about your injury.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.